Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. Live from Trackside, this is IMSA Radio.
Good morning, race fans, and welcome to Race Day Sunday at the Sale in 6 hours of the Glen. It's John Hindhoff, Jeremy Shaw, Shay Adam and Joe Bradley as we're getting ready for the warm-up. More important for some teams than others. Just one more race to go today, and it's the big one. And it's all live here on IMSA Radio.
The WeatherTech Sports Car Championship on IMSA Radio.
The sound of engines in the pit lane as we go green for a 20-minute warm-up session. I said it was more important for some teams than the others. We'll have Joe Bradley in a moment. But first here, Shay Adam with an update on one of the two cars that were damaged yesterday.
Down at Hardpoint being deafened by the sound of green flag, meaning that Ferraris, and more importantly, Porsches are out on track because Rob Ferriel, Hardpoint Porsche, once again back out. You guys have yet to qualify for an endurance race. You're just making a habit of this, but your Porsche is out, ready to go. Cats in the car. How much work was your crew doing late last night?
They worked, I would say, probably from the time of the incident, which was around 9:30, all the way to nearly 9, 10 o'clock last night. So they put a good 11, 12 hours of work in, taking their time, getting the car clean. I think there was a discussion that we would try to rush to get to qualifying, but it was more important for us to have a good, clean, safe race car for the race today.
Way more important, and especially since it's a six-hour contest. Looking at today's temperatures, perhaps a little bit of stuff falling from the sky at the end of the race, how do you favor your chances?
I think we're good. I think we're always going to be, you know, in the envelope with BOP and where that lies race to race. But I think for the car, for us as drivers, we all like Watkins Glen. It's a great track. It's a good Porsche track. And I think if we get a little wet stuff at the end, that's going to help us even more.
Everyone's glad you're back. Welcome back, Rob. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. And what a beautiful day. Another cloudless sky here at Watkins Glen International Morning Warm-Up. I'm never a fan of morning warm-up. A team that has been working very, very hard with damage incurred yesterday. The Gradient Racing, number 66, the Acura NSX, has just appeared on pit road and now out on track. The car looks like it's just been wheeled out of a showroom. A cracking job from the Gradient team. I'm just going to find out just what the extent of the damage was, if Till Bechtelsheimer could... what exactly was the extent of the damage to the 66?
Yeah, it was pretty extensive, unfortunately. We had to really replace most of the front end of the car. So yeah, the team did a really good job. Worked a pretty late night last night getting it all fixed. But Mario's out there now shaking it down, so hopefully it looks good.
So this morning for you guys is just a shakedown. Make sure everything's pointing in the right direction.
Yeah, we're just bending some brakes now, shaking it down. And if we have time, maybe work on setup a little bit. But really it's just a matter of making sure everything's pointing in the right direction.
Thanks, Tom.
Till Bechtelsheimer with Joe Bradley. Those two cars caught up in the same accident at turn number 6, about an hour into the hour and a half session yesterday. Good morning, Jeremy. Excited for race day?
Oh, yes. Next question. Yeah, no, I think it's going to be exciting. I think qualifying was exciting yesterday. We heard Renger van der Zander talk to us during the practice session yesterday morning to say he thought maybe the Acuras had a slight advantage in terms of ultimate pace or qualifying pace. Looks like he was right on that one. The question is, though, does the Cadillac have the race pace? I think it probably does. And certainly judging by what happened last year here, the Cadillacs were certainly super competitive in race trim, and I see no reason to suspect any difference today. So I think it's going to be a really, really good battle up front for them. LMP2 and LMP3 are both very, very competitive as well. And GTD, well, I mean, we just saw in the practice sessions yesterday a ridiculous number of cars closely matched. So I think there was 21 or 22 cars within a second of each other on what is the lap time around here is in the 140, so 100 second lap, all of them within 1 second, i.e. 1%, which is pretty remarkable. So yes, very excited for today's race, John. The only interesting thing is perhaps the weather. It's perfect right now,
yeah.
But it's certainly going to be pretty toasty during the day, and then there is a threat of thunderstorms later in the afternoon, perhaps during the final hour or so of the race. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed that doesn't cause any major disruptions. A bit of rain may be okay to spice things up a bit, although I don't think it's going to need any spicing up, but hopefully nothing more than that.
It's Jeremy Shaw in the Hagerty Global Broadcast Centre. Just for sheer, Adam, it's 2:54 for five at lunch on the third day of the on the fourth day of the third test. New Zealand therefore lead by 223 with 5 second innings wickets still in hand. Just for you, Shea. I know that you like numbers. The pine cone has not been lit on fire yet because this isn't wet whack bat. This is test cricket. 14 and a half minutes to go. Good morning if you're joining us here at the circuit. Thank you for your support this weekend. Had a good chat with very many of you around the circuit. Such enthusiasm and knowledge from the crowd here on site. And those of you further afield, what is it, just after 2 o'clock in Central Europe, just after 1 o'clock on a Sunday in the UK. Thank you for spending some of your weekend with us. And we'll have the whole race for you coming up live after our Michelin countdown to green. Got some special programming as well between the end of this session and the start of the next. Let's have a look at some times, Jeremy, as the I presume we'll be seeing race pace this morning rather than anything else.
Yes, absolutely right. But what is the race pace going to be? because slower lap times and less prodigious use of the throttle will mean better fuel consumption. Therefore, the cars can go longer before requiring fuel stops. There'll be lots of fuel stops during this six-hour race. And so pit lane visits need to be kept to a minimum if possible. Well, not if possible, need to be kept to a minimum. You don't want to make any penalties or anything like that. So, yeah, the teams will be, I think, particularly this morning, just calibrating everything, make sure they know exactly where their fuel consumption is and how much fuel they can save by going a little bit slower, if you see what I mean. So, yeah, it's definitely, just concentrating on longevity here. And the tyres aren't a factor because they are super resilient. These Michelin tyres are fantastic in all of the classes here. They will do easily one stint or two, probably if you need to. So, no problems there. And just making sure that their fuel consumption, that's the main thing to you. And making sure the pit stops are good. A lot of these teams are back here. As you talked about yesterday, this is the first time we've had all five classes on track at the same time since Sebring. Just for the long distance race, most of the long distance races. So the drivers need to make sure they're back in the swing of having all this amount of traffic either overtaking or being overtaken. And then the teams themselves need to make sure their pit stops are good as well, John.
At different programs being employed by teams down here for morning warm-up. Some teams have just got one driver and they're going round and round. However, the 47 Motorsports entry in LMP3, that's the number 7 car, Anthony Mantella. Anthony, you've just gotten out the car and I can see your teammates, Matt Bell, Wayne Boyd, they're all suited and booted. You guys are actually getting a tryout in the morning warm-up. It's a bit of a rush job, I would imagine.
It is, it always is. We're betting brakes this morning. Everything seems to be fine with the car. Just going through the usual procedures. Everybody's really happy to be competitive this weekend, and I've got two gunslingers with me from over the pond, and it's really impressive to learn from these two guys.
And I would imagine without this morning warm-up, and I know you guys, what, you're getting what, two laps, an out lap, and then one past the pits?
That's correct, yeah. I was betting brakes, and obviously these guys are going to go, I do the dirty work, and these guys go out and do what they do best.
That will invariably continue. So without the morning warm-up, though, the first time drivers will potentially get in the car would be during the race, and that can never be good, surely.
Sorry, what was the question? If
without the morning warm-up, without you guys getting in the car this morning, the first time some drivers will get in the car will be in race conditions.
Yeah, that would be correct. Yeah, we would be thrown right into the race. But we practiced here. We practiced here before the event, and we're ready to go. You know, like if for whatever reason there wasn't a practice this morning, we'd be ready to go.
And what's the approach, Anthony? What's the approach going into the 6 hours?
What
is the approach? You mentioned the two gunslingers. You guys going for it?
Well, to be honest, the approach is this. They want me out of the car as soon as I can get out of the car. You know, I won't mince words about it. You know, these guys are unbelievable drivers. They've taught me a lot. Matt has taught me an unbelievable amount, but I expect to go past my drive time because I do well in the race. I don't qualify very well, but I do well in the race. And then, these guys want me out of the car. They're born drivers. They don't want me in the car. They want to drive.
They're very selfish, aren't they? Andy, wish you all the very best of luck, mate.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Joe Bradley down on pit lane. And good to hear that everything's going well.
Yeah, great comments there from Anthony. And he's driven lots of cars over the years and really enjoying these P3 cars. And clearly they're enjoying having these talented youngsters there, or relatively youngsters, Matt Bell and Wayne Boyd. Unbelievable to me now that they're both in their 30s. Anthony wishes he was in his 30s. But look, he's done a good job. They've done a good job. And that is a very exciting lineup, I think, for this race. That 47 Motorsports Duquesne, it's actually Anthony's car. And they've got a sort of kind of a technical partnership with the AWA this weekend. AWA, of course, is running the number 13 car, as usual, for Ori Fidani. Usually it was Kuno Whitmer in that car, but he's been replaced, interestingly. And it's Kyle Marcelli who has taken over there. And Lars Kern remains as the third driver in an AWA car this weekend. So number 13 and number 7 run under the same awning, but it's the 47 Motorsports crew that is looking after the number 7 car, but with engineering from the number 13 team.
So into the pits for the 02 Cadillac, looking resplendent in its dark red and black livery. The pit lane closed light is on for reference, I think, this morning. Just so everybody remembers where it is. We've got just under 9 minutes to go. Let's go down to Riley and Joe Bradley with Gar Robinson.
Good morning. Good morning, Gar. You guys won this race last year. I would imagine that's on the agenda for today as well.
I mean, that's always on the agenda for any time we start these races. But I think we got the way we look at it. We qualified sixth yesterday, and so we look at it. We got 6 hours to pass six people, or five people. So I think we have a good shot, and it's a long race. And I think we got a good car and a good team under us, and everyone's really excited, and we're ready for the start.
I've just been speculating that, Garb, for our listeners' sake, you're here without any driving suit on. You have been stood down from morning warm-up duties. So when you first get in the car today, we'll be under race conditions.
Yes.
How do you cope with that?
We're just relaxing until the start. I mean, I think it's going to be fairly warm today. Not Texas warm, but it'll be really New York warm, but just staying cool and calm and just ready for the beginning of the day.
Good luck for the race.
Down at the other end of pit lane, finally found a driver who is not helmeted, because everybody in between the start-finish line and, well, more than halfway down towards pit out is doing driver changes with all three of their drivers. Joe mentioned that most of the teams are doing that as well down on his end, but Tristan Vautier just got out of the JDC Miller Motorsport Cadillac. He's doing a quick debrief about the balance of the car, and for him, it's having to adjust back to this car because he was just racing over in France in the 24 Hours of Le Mans in an LMP2 machine. So it is a very different beast for him, and I think we might have to wait just a couple more. John, you want me to holler back up when he's ready? Oh, he is ready. He's
perfect.
About to take the headset off. Tristan, it must be a bit difficult to jump back into the DPI after racing the LMP2 for the last month, but how nice is it to have the Cadillac behind you once again?
No,
honestly was okay. It was harder having only one test day, like getting used to the car at Le Mans. I had never driven an Orica before the test day at Le Mans on Sunday. Jumped off the plane and arrived at Le Mans. So getting back in the Cadillac was actually much easier. It just took me two or three laps. A few procedures was different as well. So just getting everything back in the mind. But no, all okay. Happy to be back. We had a challenging weekend so far, but it's a six-hour race and a lot of things can happen. So we are focusing on our execution and hopefully we can try to get a solid result out of it.
How much can morning warm-up actually help you guys get a better handle on the car?
Usually it doesn't help you much in that regard, but for us we've been struggling a bit with our performance, so we are trying to use it to try some things. Even if it's not a lot of time, it helps us get a small read, so it's always good to have it.
And it's important to get all three drivers in the car this morning to get a good feel?
You don't have time, to be honest. If you get the three drivers in, like, nobody really has time to get a read. Actually, two drivers is already a lot, so it's myself. I was in the car myself first, and then it's Richard, and unfortunately, Loic will not have time to drive this morning, but he's quicker on here, so he'll be fine.
Good luck in the race.
Thank you.
Cheers, Adam and Joe Bradley down there on the pit lane. As we come into the last 5 minutes already, still quite long shadows here this morning. It is only a quarter past eight at local time, Eastern summertime. Good afternoon to you listening in Europe. Don't forget, if you are with us right through the day, we'll have the Michelin Countdown to Green. Got some interviews lined up from the Porsche announcements in the last couple of days, a couple of the drivers talking to us on Friday. Shea and Joel talking to Matthew Campbell and Matthew Jaminet, Jam. And we'll also be talking to JDC Miller Motorsport as well, as the Porsche management about the customer cars as well. That's all coming up in Michelin Countdown to Green, exclusively live on RS2 IMSA Radio, www.imsaradio.com. And if you're outside the US, where our NBC colleagues on USA will be taking you through the race today, but if you're outside the US, basically in an area that does not have a network TV deal, full live coverage of the race, no breaks, and that will come with our trackside audio from here at Watkins Glen. So join us for that. If you're here at the track, by the way, and you've got friends that want to tune in, you can also get us here in the States on Sirius 207 for the race. So Sirius 207. And that's, again, flag to flag. And we actually mean full flag to flag. There will be no breaks. No breaks in the coverage here. And we've got some smashing guests lined up for our race coverage as well. Last 3 minutes, Jeremy.
Indeed so, and we've had 47 of the 48 cars on track. The only non-taker in the warm this morning, as usual, is Core Autosport, number 54 LMP3 car. They are firm believers that nothing good happens in warm-up. And Jeff Brown there is the technical director, and John Bennett, so they're all on the same page on that one. So they're comfortable with their car. They're in good shape in both of the championships, MEC and the overall championship. So happy.
Acura of Mario Farnbacher, the number 66 fastest in GT Daytona, just in the pit lane at the moment, having a few checks. This was the car that was rebuilt overnight. Right front chassis damage to that car, top and bottom rail from yesterday. However, something caught in the air intake, I think, there, and being pulled out by one of the mechanics. But Mario Farnbacher making sure everything is okay this morning. Looks like that might have been an overheating problem, but there was definitely something pulled out of there by the mechanic. They are quickest this morning, likely to be the only GTD on sticker tyres, because they had some left over. But still, fine job. 11 o'clock last night, or thereabouts, when that car was put back together by Andres and the team at Gradient. So excellent job there after Kiffin Simpson and Catherine Legg came together at turn six. Race control did have a look at all the angles, including the onboards there. And I was going to say, determined it as a racing incident, but determined it as a free practice incident, yes. Actually. I suppose you would say.
Yeah, some differing of opinion on that one, but yep, that was the determination. And unfortunate for both of them, and I gather the ride back, both drivers.
Oh, in the Cayman, in the Cayenne, rather, yeah. GTS.
Yeah.
I mean, that was interesting.
Well, Kiffin Simpson had his helmet on the whole way back, apparently. He didn't even bother to take his helmet off. So.
I think that was probably very smart. Very smart indeed.
Yeah, really unfortunate, though. I mean, yeah, nothing. There was nothing malicious there. There was no, you know, bad intent.
Oh, no intent.
There was
no.
It was just a minor sort of miscue thing that ended up with big consequences, which is what motor racing is all about, unfortunately. Gosh, isn't that incredible to see the Cadillac against the Mercedes there? The Mercedes looks huge. Whereas you think, looking at the Cadillac generally, it looks like a good-sized car. That was bizarre.
These GT cars are no shrinking violets. The GT Daytonas, the GT current iteration of GT3, new set of regulations coming in within the next couple of years. Let's go down to the pit lane. Joe Bradley is down there. And where are you, Joe? Which pit stall are you at?
I'm at the 70, the Inception Racing team. Jordan Pepper. Jordan, you guys can only do better after qualifying. What happened?
I don't think much happened, to be honest. We were top McLaren, which is incredible considering Brendan was out in qualifying and he's a bronze up against a lot of silvers. So, you know, you've got to take that into consideration. IMSA, AMS are classified as silvers, and when we are running a bronze, a silver and a gold lineup against two silvers and golds and platinums, it's quite difficult, but I think he did an incredible job. Maybe didn't put his lap together, could have been one or two places high up. But it's a six-hour race, and we've shown in all the other endurance races and a couple of the sprint races, even with him in our lineup, we have an incredible car. You know, he's doing an incredible job. The job today is really just to keep it clean, and as IMSA goes, we never know which way the cautions are going to fall, strategy falls, and of course there's weather predicted today. So I think we're up for an exciting 6 hours of racing.
Checkered flag is out on this morning warm-up session, but quite a few minutes before that actually happened, the Dragon Speed number 81 LMP2 machine, winner in that category the last time out, pushed down the pit lane by four mechanics, absolutely no engine power from it, going back behind the wall. I run over and asked the guys, hey, what's going on with the car? And they said, we're not entirely sure yet. We'll let you know when we get back to the garage.
Oh, dear. Well, this time, that was the... The 81 Dragon Speed, excuse me. Dragon Speed car being dragged back with one of the tyre trucks at the moment.
Third fastest in LMP2 in this session. Fastest time is set by Oliver Jarvis in the number 60 Mayer-Shank Racing Acura. That is the car that will start on pole position and leads the championship at 132.3. For Jarvis, the pole time yesterday for his co-driver Tom Blomqvist, just two drivers in that car for this race, so 29.5, so fully 29.5, so nearly 3 seconds slower this morning. That's about right. Race pace I would expect to be in the 32s, 33s for most of it. Alex Lynn, second fastest in the 02 Cadillac DPI, third fastest Ricky Taylor in the Konica Minolta Acura at a 1:32.7, just about a tenth and a half slower than Alex Lynn. LMP2, it's Dylan Murray who set the fastest time very early on in this session in the number 29 Racing Team Netherlands entry to 1:34.5. The fastest time in qualifying yesterday in LMP2 was Ben Keating, 1:33.9. So good lap there for Dylan Murray this morning. Second fastest, Fabio Scherer for High Class Racing, car number 20. Third fastest in LMP2 is Rui Pinto de Andrade, who just turned the third best time, about a second away from Dylan Murray in the number 8 Tower Motorsport entry.
So that wraps up our live coverage of the...
That was quick.
Yeah, 20 minutes goes over in the blink of an eye, doesn't it? But then again, half an hour goes over, 6 hours goes over in the blink of an eye, and it will too later on today. So problems for Dragon Speed. We'll keep an eye on that as we go through the morning hours here. It's not a huge turnaround time before the teams will be expected to be back. There's nothing else on track, so it is just the sailing 6 hours of the Glen today, but that's going to be enough excitement and entertainment, I am sure, whether you're trackside here at Watkins Glen International or further afield. Thank you for joining us. It will be Michelin Countdown to Green next with the Porsche keys to the race in there and some Porsche news from the 963 news archive that is building very, very quickly from Friday and Saturday with some exclusive interviews for you that will enlighten you, I hope, on what's happening with that programme and with their customer car programme as well. That's all still to come. For those of you listening on IMSA Radio, catch up with what happened in a superb qualifying session. That comes up next before we're live again from Watkins Glen. For the moment, from Jeremy Shea, Joe and me, John Hindorf, thanks for joining us. We'll speak to you soon for the Sailing 6 Hours of the Glen.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.